The following is a presentation of Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this...
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond.
If you want a stand-up guy, you're looking at it. Hustle, heart, accountable, the leader in the clubhouse and on the field.
This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field on a gorgeous Sunday here at the ballpark in one of the more special days of the season. It's Armed Forces Appreciation Day. A lot of pageantry, a lot of emotion at the ballpark when we celebrate those who have served and those who do serve to protect our country. Twins and the Rangers coming up, Game 3 and the rubber game of this series. The Rangers have not lost a series since mid-May. Hopefully that will happen today behind Kyle Gibson coming off a terrific showing in Chicago. Gibson 1-5. It won't be easy. Cole Hamels, 9-1, ERA in the mid-2s, will oppose for Texas. I'm Corey Provis. Welcome to the show. You can reach us in two ways, by email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. And our guest in the program again this week, we say good afternoon to the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, Terry Ryan. How are you?
We've had a busy morning, Corey.
Yes, we have. Let's dive in right there. I saw Eddie Rosario in the clubhouse. I saw Trevor May in the clubhouse, and this was a few hours ago. But now some more clarity about the moves.
Yeah, we designated Kevin Jepson this morning to make room. We needed to get Rosario active here because we got a couple guys banged up position-wise. And consequently, we made a move. We still will have 12 pitchers, but we decided to designate Kevin. It was a struggle. And I think this is the right way to go with our roster. Obviously, Trevor May will be coming on board here in the next day or so. So we'll have another move to make. But this wasn't the easiest thing we've had to do. Jepson did a nice job for us last year. There's no question. Unfortunately, this year it's been a struggle.
Why with Jepson? Was it location? Was it velocity? Was it stuff? A combination of everything?
I think it was all location. His stuff was plenty good. His velocity certainly good. Yesterday was the best inning he pitched for us. And unfortunately, the times that we had a save opportunity or the times we gave him some opportunity to get out there, and it just wasn't happening this year, unfortunately. And you know, that does happen on occasion with people, and certainly bullpen members. For whatever reason, it's a roller coaster with bullpen members. Some years they have good years and some years they don't. And unfortunately for this one, some of those other guys are out there doing a good job, and we didn't want to punish anybody by sending them down. We had a little flexibility with about two or three guys out there, but they didn't deserve to go back. And Kevin was the guy that ultimately we decided upon this morning, and I suspect that he will find a job. Everybody's always looking for bullpen members, so we got him designated, and I'll look for a home for him.
As one of the more, and if not the most, senior member of that bullpen before the news today, how did he take the news?
He was professional. Obviously, he's still going to get paid and all those things, so it's not going to be a financial hit. And he was somewhat aware that, yeah, things, we have to do some things here, and there may be an opportunity that somebody's got to go. And he was good about it, but I don't think any time you release a player, basically, it's going to be a good day for him.
All right, so Trevor May is here but not activated. We'll get back to May momentarily. Eddie Rosario is here, and he is activated, meaning that Eduardo Escobar is not on the DL?
Correct. Yeah, okay. Escobar looks like he'll be okay in a couple of days, Corey. That's why we made this move. It's apparent that he does not need the DL unless something happens in the very near future, but he should be okay by the time we reach Dallas here in a few days.
Were you forced to make somewhat of a move, though, from a positional standpoint? Because the way the roster looked after the game yesterday, you were at 13 pitchers, already a shorter bench. Do you need just that extra versatility, that extra guy off the bench right now?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we were already short carrying 13 pitchers. Well, now we're down to 12. We can activate Rosario. And it'll give us a little bit more flexibility on that bench. So, you know, we're facing Hamels today, and we've got a lot of young left-handed hitters that are going to go up there against him. Maybe it'll be okay because he has a fabulous changeup. Maybe it'll negate that a little bit. But this is going to be a tough guy to battle in our best day, so hopefully we can put some runs up there and give ourselves a chance.
And to be clear, Trevor May did not suffer a setback, right?
No.
Just threw back-to-back days, and just to bring it back home to get him checked out,
yep.
and maybe a move forthcoming?
Yes, that's correct. Everything went well. He pitched back-to-back. He wouldn't be able to pitch there anyways. We want to get him looked at, make sure everything's in order, and then in the next couple days he's going to be activated.
I know you probably can't get into this too much, but do you foresee staying at 12 pitchers at least in the interim?
That'll be dictated here in the next day or so. You know, it's if we go through a pitcher, then obviously 13 would be the right order. If we don't, and our pitching and starting rotation has settled down a little bit, and it's allowed us maybe to think about 12, and that's kind of what we're thinking about right now. Maybe we can get away with 12. We're coming up on the All-Star break here next Sunday, and obviously we'd rather be at 12 to give Paul a little flexibility with that bench, but you know, every time we think we can go that route, all of a sudden we have a short start, and it just we have to go right back to that 13.
Now the guy going today coming off a great showing in Chicago. Hopefully Gibson can back that up against the Rangers here today. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll get more into Eddie Rosario and what Terry heard and saw from his time down at AAA, the position he played there. How will that factor into the positions he plays up here? More with Terry next. Inside Twins continues live from Target Field on your home for Twins baseball.
Save the tears that were waterfalling. Let's go swim tonight.
Burritos on a sub? Pulled chicken and enchilada sauce topped with Monterey cheddar, chipotle southwest sauce, and crunchy Fritos corn chips. The Subway Fritos chicken enchilada melt won't be here long. Subway, fresh is what we do. Sandwiches prepared in front of you. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
At our last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a two-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Fourth and one on your own five. Full count, two out. Bottom of the ninth, the front end of a one-on-one with 0.1 seconds left. There's a name for this sliver of hope. She's called Chance. And as every Minnesota lottery player knows, it's worth it to call her number. So let's send in the Hail Mary of, oh yeah! Because with or without her helmet, Chance is a beautiful thing.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
Hit a home run with a U.S. Bank Value Pack each Tuesday at Target Field. Watch the Twins from the U.S. Bank Home Run Porch and enjoy a free Swigert hot dog and Pepsi all at the same time. Tuesdays at Target Field haven't been better. Visit TwinsBaseball.com for more information.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Corey Provis alongside Terry Ryan. Pregame show with Chris coming up in about an hour. And then at 1:10, I should say Chris's pregame at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll have game three in about an hour from now. Gibson and Hamels, Twins and the Rangers, rubber game of this series. Terry, we touched on Eddie Rosario in the first segment. You had a chance to see him play. You spoke with those who did see him play every single day. And he was playing in center field more times than not, offensively, defensively. What were the reports on Eddie?
Yeah, it's tough to argue with what he accomplished down at AAA for us, Corey. He went down and did the job. He hit. He fielded. He was available every day. There were no setbacks as far as his availability. So I have no problem. He warranted coming back if we had an opportunity, and here he is. Now, Rob Antony and Mike Radcliffe and Joel Eppel and some of those guys have been with him for about the last 10 days down there, and he was playing well. He helped them win a lot of baseball games, which is also important. But You know, the strike zone discipline is the only problem that we had up here. He made some ill-advised throws, I do admit that. But for the most part, he squares up balls with the best of them. Now, he could have better strike zone discipline. I think we're all aware of that, and we'll see what happens here. But he's a bad ball hitter, and he gets away with it down there more so than he will up here. And let's see how he does and whether or not he'll take a walk when one is there for the taking.
And that was going to be my next question about him and drawing a walk, because people always seem to point to that as something that is negative about his makeup. A year ago, you could get by without saying, oh, you know, he doesn't walk because he got on base so much. He just got hits, and his on-base percentage was good. But a year like this, when he's not getting on base and he's not drawing walks, that number looms large. Will he be a guy that will eventually draw some walks, or is this just his makeup as a hitter?
Well, the statistical people will tell you that it was an aberration how many hits he got for the amount of strike zone discipline he didn't have. Now, it caught up with him this year, and I suspect that they're saying, well, I told you so. And to some extent, they were correct. We're going to see. Now, he's not going to be one of those guys that's going to be a 10% walk guy ever in his career. I don't see that. But he ought to be able to know the opposition and what that pitcher has got a history of doing with a baseball. If a guy doesn't throw strikes, Eddie shouldn't be afraid to take a walk. It about come down to that.
You know, when Escobar went out with the injury yesterday, and, you know, we didn't say this on the air, but we're thinking internally, okay, here comes Polanco back up. You know, you lose an infielder and you're going to bring up one up to cover your bases there. But does this mean that Danny Santana now becomes more of an infielder? And he's in the outfield today. He's in center today. But is Danny, for the time being, with Rosario here and the way the roster looks, is he going to get more time maybe in the infield?
I don't know about that, because we do have Plouffe. We got Sano. We got Nunez, of course, Escobar when he gets back here, and Dozier over there. The other thing is Rosario can play the infield if we have to do that. You know, he's pretty good at second base, but we just decided to bring up Rosario because he might have been the best guy for Paul at this time. And not that we're down on Polanco, we're not. We still think he's a pretty good player, but this was the best move for us at this time.
Miguel Sano is back off the disabled list, and he's been, you know, pretty much now at third base every day. He's back there again today. How has he looked through a couple games?
He made that phenomenal agility play two nights ago. That's as good as a guy can do. I was surprised he still got the base runner. And he's got a powerful arm. We saw him get a couple guys in the nick of time, actually, just because of the power on his arm. So far, he's done a nice job. Now, we've all talked about him at third, right. Whatever he does for us, everybody's going to go right to that bat, how much power and what kind of presence he's going to have in the middle of the lineup. And yesterday, he did exactly what we were hoping to see. He hit one a long way.
That was his third career home run, too, against the Rangers. The Twins went deep a ton yesterday, and you can't not bring up yesterday's game without bringing up Max Kepler the day he had a record-setting performance by a Twins rookie, 7 RBIs in one game.
Yeah, he had a good game, and some of that was against left-handed pitching, which was impressive. But he's done a nice job here. I don't think anybody's on the fence about him. He warrants playing time, and Paul has put him out there. I suspect he's playing today against this guy, and we'll see what he does against Hamels. Hamels is one of the best pitchers in the game, and he happens to be left-handed. And we're going to see in a couple of these guys playing today, and Kepler's one of them, how he takes his at-bats. And hopefully he won't just pack it in. He'll get up there and take competitive at-bats, because it's going to be a stretch for us to score a bunch of runs today without some contributions from a lot of guys.
Yeah, Kepler's in right, Rosario's in left, Danny Santana in center, Byron Buxton on the bench here. Byron has not hit left-handed pitching all that well. Is that different? Did he show some of that, though, in the minor leagues? Good numbers against lefties?
I think he has. I don't have that on the top of my head, but I don't think it's anything other than he hasn't hit much, period. You know, yesterday he had a pretty good game. And that was encouraging to see him hit that ball off the right field fence, because he took a ball the opposite field with some authority. But he struggled from both left and right, so I don't want to really put a situation there that he can't hit left-handed pitcher. He'll hit left-handed pitchers eventually.
Now, final thought, and before we take a break, going back to Kepler, and the topic we have raised in the years we've been doing this show about young guys coming up is one part of their game ready for the major league level as opposed to the other. More times than not, in Buxton's case, the glove before the bat. Is Kepler, though, the opposite? Is his bat ready for major league pitching as opposed to maybe his defense?
I don't think so, Corey. I think it's about even. Okay. I think he's got some things to work on defensively, and we've seen that with his throwing specifically. There are times he cuts it loose and shows a plus arm, and there are times that he doesn't. And, you know, that part of his game still needs some work, and I don't think there's any doubt that we'll see on occasion that he's going to go through a tough stretch with that bat. But he has the capability of being one of those complete players, five tools, and he's got them. He can do everything on a baseball field, but he's a young kid, and there are going to be stretches that don't look so pretty.
Right, we'll take a break, come back. More with Terry Ryan next. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Twins and the Rangers coming up at 1:10 on your home for Twins baseball.
From Memorial Day to Labor Day, the South Dakota Department of Tourism wants fans to enjoy post-game fireworks every Friday night the Twins are at home. Somehow, Friday night just got better.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Without baseball, summer just wouldn't sound right. For 25 years, the Twins Community Fund has been getting more kids in the game. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
Inside Twins continues, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. A week from today will be the final game before the All-Star break. And do I have it right that Tuesday is the day that the All-Star rosters are revealed?
I believe that's correct.
All right, Nunez was certainly a guy that's been generating quite the push in the campaign. He wasn't even on the ballot as a write-in possibility. Did Brian Dozier make a push there possibly for consideration with the June he had?
I haven't heard his name much, Corey, and pretty much once he started this momentum, probably was too late. Nunez has been pretty consistent from start to this point, and, of course, adding on the last couple of days has been good for him as well. And I don't know who's going to be our guy, but whoever it is, you know, congratulations to whoever it is. But this has been a struggle for us because we really struggled as a ball club, and we've only got a couple guys to pick from, and ironically, one of them's not even on the ballot.
Yeah, Nunez certainly could be that guy. He's back at short today, hitting leadoff against Hamels here in Game 3. Today marks the halfway point. When you look at the season, it's 81 games, and there you see the record, Terry, 26-54. Never envisioned this at the halfway point, did you?
Well, let's turn the page. You know, every day's a new day for me, and I think it is for our club. We've got to get going here, and we got to start stringing together certainly series wins. Now, we've shown some signs this week, at least, that we certainly can compete, and we played the Yankees tough. We only won 1-3, but, you know, they're going out to San Diego right now. They're struggling out there, right? So it's not like the Yankees of old we were facing. We weren't. But this ball club here has got as many wins as about anybody in the game, and you know, this game, if we could get this would be nice, but we're playing Oakland coming up, and it'd be nice to go in the break here with some sort of a winning streak. But whatever win total we have, Corey, that's not good. Nobody ever foresaw that, including myself. I thought we'd be pretty good. We have not, and we've got to straighten this thing out and get going in the right direction.
A few trades were made this week in the game. Fernando Rodney went to Miami. Bud Norris went from Atlanta to the Dodgers. Is it picking up now?
Yeah, for us it's picked up because everybody knows where we are in the standings. Now, there are some people that are attractive to other teams out there. Those aren't probably the guys we have envisioned trading. So we're going to end up being active. We've got to be active. There are people on this team that should be intriguing to other clubs, and we'll see where it takes us.
That's an interesting line you mentioned. We've got to be active. Yeah. Why?
Well, we aren't doing very well. You know, there are things we've got to change. There's no doubt. This isn't the way you're going to go about it. We've got some people here that we can build around. We've got some young players at AAA that will emerge in time here this year. But we've got to change some things. This just isn't, the culture isn't good right now. We've got to change some things just to change it up.
Is there a separation between being active in this process and a simple payroll dump? Are those two?
Well, we don't have to payroll dump. You know, that's the difference between playing in Target Field and playing in the Metrodome. We had to do that a lot back in those days. Right now, if that was the case, you know, payroll dump. Jepson's contract's a sizable contract. We just designated him. That's not something I'm proud of, but it was probably the right thing for our club.
And again, for those who aren't familiar with the process, what does that mean again for those who are DFA'd?
It means I've got about 8 days to find a home for him. If I can't do it, then I'm going to ultimately have to ask release waivers.
And Oswaldo Arcia was at the back end of that, right? Otherwise, he would have been exposed to waivers. It was on about the 7th or 8th day
correct.
He made that trade.
That was a trade, you know, and that's what I'd like to do with Jepson. And that's good for Arcia because he didn't want to be on a AAA roster, so we found a place at least to send him to the major leagues. So it worked out for both of us.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, wrap up Inside Twins next on your home for Twins baseball.
Let's take it to the field now for some fan reaction, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Win or lose, fans agree. You can't beat the great taste of Coop's Original Yellow Mustard. Isn't that right?
You're not kidding. There's nothing better than a hot dog at the ballpark, and there's nothing better on a dog than Coop's Yellow Mustard. It's smooth and mellow with just the right bite.
Yeah, Coop's is the game MVP for sure.
At the ballpark or at home, no one feels a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Head to your nearest Cub Foods and pick up some Coop's Mustard today.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. It's our biggest event of the year, giving you the freedom to save. Now get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged Ford vehicles get $1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the built Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford vehicles. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get $1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8-1-2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Last few minutes of Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Twins and the Rangers coming up at 1:10. Chris Atterbury's pregame show follows us here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Terry, looking ahead to the next series, the A's will be in town. Ricky Nolasco will go tomorrow, the day game. And then Tommy Malone will throw the night game on Tuesday. Was there much debate about Tommy staying in the rotation for now?
No, it's a lot like Duffy, Corey. We wanted to make sure that, let's get him back out there and see if we can get him to the point where he can give us a quality start at least. He struggled the other day in Chicago, and that wasn't good. We needed him to get deeper into that game. It wasn't one of his finer games, but obviously he has dominated AAA. There's no sense in sending him anywhere back there. He's done that a couple years in a row. We need him to step up here in the next couple days and give us an outing, and then we'll build on that.
Is it just that the caliber of hitter is better up here, or has Tommy just not been executing his pitches at the right level?
You know what? He's executing his pitches, but they're about an inch from being a strike. And up here, the Yankees specifically, they don't bite at those pitches. And major league hitters, for the most part, they'll just take them, and then all of a sudden he's 2-0 and 3-1 and gets in some trouble. But a couple of those, that home run that Frazier hit off of Malone the other day, he one-handed that thing over the left field wall. Now, the ball flies out of that ballpark regularly. We're going to give him an opportunity in this ballpark to see how he fares against his ex-club.
Has Jose Berríos been making progress to rejoining this team and the staff with what he's done of late down there?
Yeah, he's doing better. I'm not saying that he's a finished product, but he's better. You know, when we sent him back originally, he had a tough time. But each outing here, and he pitched pretty well the other day.
Terry, thanks for the time. As always, enjoy the day.
Thank you.
All right, Terry Ryan joining us live. Always appreciate his insight here in Inside Twins. We have plenty more to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Twins and the Rangers in Game 3. That is coming up at 1:10. Kyle Gibson and Cole Hamels, the pitching matchup in the finale. Following us, Chris Atterbury's today's pregame show is coming up momentarily. Then we'll have the play-by-play for you at 1:10 Central Time. We thank you for joining us. Twins and the Rangers, Gibson and Hamels. Twins making a few roster moves. Eddie Rosario is here in the lineup in left. Eduardo Escobar is not on the DL. Trevor May is here, not activated. And Kevin Jepson DFA'd earlier today. More to come. The pregame show is next right here on your home for Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.